Lord, we've asked that you would purify our hearts. We pray that you would find us a fitting habitation. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. It seems to me that the season of Advent is not only about waiting, but it's the quality of our waiting and the focus of our waiting. And I believe that the themes in the scriptures today, and one could draw a different conclusion, that's for sure, but is one of shalom, that the shalom of God is here and yet not in its fullness, that is for sure. Thinking of shalom as greater than peace, it's a word meaning peace, that's for sure, but also harmony, wholeness, balance, completeness. In that sense, there's prosperity, there's welfare, and tranquility. So it's sort of a bouquet of words, really. If you look at one of the flower arrangements, you might just get this sense of this these multiple images of shalom that are all brought together and offered to us. There are many ways to experience peace. If you Google, how do I find peace, you will find many offerings of peace on the internet, some for free, some not so free. And yet it seems to me that the invitation is to enter the shalom of Christ. Jesus is shalom for us. We don't have to seek after shalom. We may have to deal with some things in our lives that block shalom or encourage chaos. And there are some things that we do, that I do, that I know open a door to chaos. So I need to close those doors. And then just simply enter Christ and find the shalom of God. This powerful reading from the prophet Isaiah, out of the stump of Jesse, a branch shall grow. I see that as God's divine reset for the nation Israel. It's like a spiritual reset. Sometimes my computer, my phone, it's just not functioning properly. You know the first thing you do, right? You turn it off. Then you turn it on again. That's the simplest sort of reset that you can do. And I believe that that's what's being spoken of here. For a whole nation, for a people, that this tree was cut down, and yet still there is this stump of Jesse, the father of David, whose line was then set apart for Messiah to come. And so this way has always been there. And out of that stump that we thought was over and done with, how many things in your life have you thought were over and done with? And yet there was a sprout. Sometimes for ill, you thought it was dealt with, and sometimes for good, that there was hope even amongst the ashes, even amongst the desolation. So out of this stump of Jesse shall come the Messiah, the one who brings shalom, embodies shalom. He's called the righteous branch. And I think it's so, I mean, you think of the Messiah being referred to as a branch. What do you usually do with branches? You chuck them on the pile. And yet, he was one who came humbly to bring life, to bring relief, to bring shalom to those who would have ears to hear and hearts to receive. This righteousness is bringing things into right relation. It's like a big adjustment. And there is some violence in that. Even if you've experienced the adjustment of a chiropractor, there's some violence involved. Some cracking happens. And whether or not you subscribe to the work of chiropractic, that's a whole other story. But there's this righting of things that are out of sync. And I believe God's goal is shalom. The picture we're given in the prophet Isaiah, for me, is a beautiful one. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. Those who were predator and prey are now in harmony. The weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isn't that a beautiful image? The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And the result is shalom. There's a beauty about shalom that I hope is part of our longing. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. And I feel that we are also an outpost modeling this shalom, a community that is diverse and yet united under Christ. People who come this Christmas. We thought about discontinuing the 11 o'clock last year. I don't know if you were part of that discussion. I think we're one of the only churches, other than the Catholic Church, that has a sort of a midnight mass or midnight service. Most have gone to a 7:30 sort of format. They find that people just don't come out to the evening service. And yet I wonder if we aren't one of those catch basins for those who desire such a service, because we had 80 last year, which I think is a good number, but, and it's not just about numbers, but people are drawn, I believe, to the peace and to the tranquility and beauty of our evening Eucharist, our candlelight Eucharist. People tell me that. Paul talks about the shalom as having nations come together, Jew and Gentile. What could be a more beautiful picture than people dwelling together in unity? And we experience that here at St. Cuthbert. I know we do. We're good at that. We're good at celebrating and welcoming and gathering. These two nations that were separate, no thought of being together, and yet Paul and Jesus both speak of God's plan of bringing all people together in and through Jesus Christ. John the Baptist is like the chiropractor to the nation, saying, repent, get it back into alignment, and having very strong words for those who thought they could remain sort of out of step and yet do their own thing, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those who claimed Abraham as their ancestor. He said, no. The axe is even at the root of the tree. Again, this analogy of the nation Israel as a tree. God's judgment would not even spare Israel. And so may we be submissive to the God's correction, bringing us back into alignment. There may be some snapping and popping. There may be some soreness as he does that. But the goal is shalom. Shalom. Let me just read that. Some of the bouquet of words: peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Those are all part of this reality that I believe we can find in and through Christ. I'd like to close with the last verse of the second reading, Paul's letter to the Romans. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.